You're listening to Tree Note. When we look at a tree, we notice what's visible: its sturdy trunk, the pattern of its branches, its leaves moving in the wind. But much of what makes a tree work happens out of sight through its networks of roots hidden in the soil. Roots seem passive, just growing downward wherever gravity takes them. But they've evolved remarkable ways to find critical resources of water and air and nutrients. A fine root is thinner than a human hair. These tiny roots hunt for moisture by slipping into air spaces between soil particles. Their root cap, a dome-like cluster of cells, acts like a helmet to protect the delicate root tip where cells divide and push forward. Though roots can't see or smell as animals do, they can detect subtle gradients in moisture and nutrients, which guides the direction of their growth. As fine roots advance, they change the soil itself. They release sugars that feed microbes, and when they die, after just weeks or months, they leave tiny channels where air and water can move more easily. New roots often follow these paths forged by older ones. In dry places like the Intermountain West, this underground movement is crucial. Fine roots help trees track even brief pulses of moisture from melting snow or summer rain. So, trees aren't just organisms stuck in one place. They are slow and persistent explorers, constantly voyaging through and reshaping the soil beneath our feet. Tree Note is a production of KUER. If you'd like to support Tree Note or any of our programs, go to KUER.org/donate. The executive producer of Tree Note is Christy Miners. Audio production and engineering is by David Childs. I'm Nalini Nadkarni. This is Tree Note.